Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello family, it's another Sunday and it will always be your girl Samba. Today we're going to continue with what we started with last week, because Olofa. I think last week we spoke about what we need to stop doing, you know, the new you. What do you want to stop doing? What is it that you want to start doing now in the new year? Left to some people, there's nothing like New Year. Every day is the same day. But it's just a period of time where we marked, you know, to start another year, you know, all over again. So today we're talking about what you and I no longer owe anyone this year. We need to understand that we don't owe so many things to people. We don't even owe them nothing. Because from the time that we came out of our mothers, it's just been one thing that you need to keep to. You need to stay pretty. You need to be lovely. You need to be nice. You need to be beautiful for someone, not for yourself. And we've been doing that over and over again. You owe some certain people loyalty. What about yourself? Have you ever sat down to think about it? You know, this year, I'm choosing honesty over exhaustion. Now, I'm not going to get exhausted over what doesn't make sense anymore. I'm choosing peace over performance. I'm not going to be who I am not for anybody. I'm going to be me. Yeah, you're not going to hear that that bedroom kind of voice today. Because today we're talking about something serious. Because it's been a week, you know, for me, for people around me. It's been quite emotional. It's been annoying. You know, so I am choosing myself without guilt. Yes, I am. If you like, call it selfish. I don't care. I'm going to do what makes me happy. Yeah, we didn't start like the way we used to start. I know that. I can even feel it in my body. You don't need to tell me. I can feel it. Like my brother would say, we're laughing, we're really. That is what is going to happen this year. Let me apologize to you that doesn't understand, you know, my language, Yoruba. I do apologize, but just stay with me. I will, in as much as possible, you know, try to translate it, if I'm right. You know, for a long time, many of us have to live like we owe people something. Like we owe them explanations, like we owe them access to ourselves, to our privacy, like you owe them sacrifice. Seriously, many of us live like we owe people our silence, our forgiveness. For what? If you're still feeling you owe somebody your availability, come off it. Breathe. Be yourself. I always say this all the time. Love yourself. Because nobody's going to love you the way you love yourself. They can only try. If you're still thinking that you owe somebody or anybody your availability, your forgiveness, your silence, you're joking. You're still having a life. A laugh, rather. But somewhere along the way, you will get tired. We all get tired. Not angry, not bitter, just tired. No, Emma Bino, I'm not coming down. Then nobody should tell me to calm down. No, I'm not. Because we need to talk to each other. This is uncluttered. We say it exactly the way it is. No mask, nothing. No filter. Yeah, I don't have filter. On this program, yes, I don't. We say it exactly the way it feels. We say it exactly the way it is. So tonight on Uncluttered, we are having a free conversation. Yes, And this is not about being selfish. I can hear you. I can hear you say she's calming down. Yes, I am. Because we're not fighting. Yes, you two calm down. I'm calming down, yes. So like I said, tonight on Unclouded, we are having a free conversation. Not about becoming selfish, but about becoming honest with each other. And the truth is, there are things we no longer owe anyone. Yeah, many things we don't owe anyone. You don't owe anyone explanation. You don't need permission from anybody. And saying that, it doesn't make us a bad person. It doesn't make you a bad person. You know what it makes us is healed people. People that are healed. People that are no longer suffering. Not bad people at all. So tonight, we take off the mask. Tonight we breathe. Yes, breathe. Tonight we speak truth. Because you know what? This is Unclouded. And it's your girl, Samba. We'll be right back. Let's take a short break.
I gave you all my morning, my laughter and my tears. I built a home inside my heart, but you were never really here. I dimmed my own fire just to keep your flame alive. Now I'm done with strength. It's my time to rise. No more chasing empty echoes, no more begging to be seen. I finally see the woman I was always meant to be. I am losing myself. I won't beg for your embrace. I am loving my scars. I am healing in the space.
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. That song, the title is I Am Choosing Myself. And truly, I don't know about you, but I am choosing myself. Because I no longer owe anyone access to me. Honestly, you don't owe everyone access to your life. You don't owe anyone that. If you're with someone you're not comfortable, let them go. Don't give them access to yourself. Don't let anybody gain access to your life and make you feel uncomfortable and make your life feel unbearable, miserable. You know, just because someone knows you doesn't mean they deserve access to your time, to your energy, or your emotions. What about hello, hi, how you doing? That's all. Katumakmadimo. Yeah. Don't let us meet again. And if by chance we meet again, it's still going to be that say, hey, hello, hi, you okay, how you doing? Yeah, how are you doing? How's your day? That's it. Because you know what? Access is earned. It is not automatic. It's not a Robocop issue. It's not just, you know, free for all. It is earned. Let people earn access to you, to your life, to your emotions. Then they will appreciate it. But when you make it free for all, both cow, goat, you know, monkey will just fly in and treat you like, you know, like you're nobody. So I want to ask you something. Who has access to you that shouldn't? Pick your pen and paper. As we're talking, start writing it down. And if you don't want to do that now, take your time, think about it, and write it down. Who is that person that's got access to your life, to your emotions, that shouldn't? Kick them out. Give yourself peace of mind. Give yourself sanity. Don't allow anybody to mess with your mental health. No. You know, when I said no, I remember that baby voice. That baby voice. Nah. You no longer owe anyone explanations for your healing. You don't. They can go hold the transformer for all I care. Yeah, this is uncluttered, and I'm gonna keep saying that. Love yourself. You see, loving yourself helps in many ways you can't even think of. When you love yourself, it's gonna be like you're selfish. Yeah, no, we're not doing that voice today. Maybe next week. There's two different, you know, I've got two different sides to me when I'm talking serious. That you're not gonna have that, but maybe in between you can. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for choosing peace. You don't owe anybody explanation for choosing yourself, for loving yourself. Let them call it selfish. Don't bother. Because that's what's going to feel like to them, that you're being selfish. But you know what makes you happy. You know what keeps you going every day of your life. You don't have to explain to people why you're quieter or why you don't want to talk. When people come to you, talk to you about something, you don't give them your reply, you don't need to explain to them. Don't allow anybody to force words out of your mouth. You owe nobody explanation why you left. It can be a relationship, it can be friendship, it can be anything, it can be a company you work for. Okay, maybe that one you need explanation because you'll not get a reference. Too much of everything is bad. Yes, I hear you. You owe nobody explanation why you suddenly change to be a different person. My friend, do you? My goal, do you. As long as you're happy, as long as you're not hurting anybody though. I'm not saying you should do you to hurt people, no. Do you, do whatever makes you happy this year. Like what is going on now, the slogan going around now, that TMO. Know yourself. To me, that TMO is like, you know your own person. I'ma walk alone if possible. I'm not saying don't make friends, because loneliness can kill also. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't make friends. But choose yourself. Whatever you do, choose yourself. I'm not saying choose yourself to be selfish in certain ways. You understand? But when you're making decision, make the one that is good for you. Don't make decision because of this person will say this, that person would say this, this person would say, no. Don't explain to people why you set boundaries. You don't owe anybody that. Why do you keep explaining yourself? Yeah. When you're not in court, why do you need to explain yourself? When you're not in the police station, why do you need to explain yourself? Even sometimes, if you get to a police station, you tell them, I need my lawyer, I'm not saying any word. Even when you get arrested, they will tell you whatever you say will be used against you. So you have the right to be quiet. Like I said before, if you don't speak my language, I apologize. Because I know one of my friend, Ray Ray, she's always, you know, listening to this program, or probably she's watching me on Facebook or wherever. You know, I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry to everyone that does not understand my language. I will try when I say anything in my language, I will try to tell you the meaning. But please, this is Radio Africana. It's for all. Why do you keep explaining yourself to people? No pressure. Let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba. Don't play.
Famous. Nothing on the pressure on me. Nothing on the pressure on me. Yeah, yeah. Nothing on the pressure on me, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nothing on the pressure on me. No, 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 no. No pressure. No pressure. No pressure. No pressure. No pressure. All kinds in a life me I don't see. All kinds of blue jabla me is not yet. No kind like that day where we no don't claim. No kind proper day where we no don't make. I cannot kill myself, I can only do my best. If I give you it's not get. If you know want now for left. I cannot kill myself, I will only do my best. Give you it in a get. If you know one's not for left. Nothing on the pressure on me. Nothing on the pressure on me. Yeah, yeah. Nothing on the pressure on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing on the pressure on me. No, 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 no. No pressure. No pressure.
Listen.
No pressure. my heart.
Hey family, it's your girl Samba. No pressure me. You can't force me to explain to you. No pressure me. If I give you something you don't want, I take it back. No pressure. Only by force. Because for me, I no longer owe anybody my silence. Yes. I don't owe you my silence. What you bring, I give to you. Because if talking to you doesn't work, you bring it, I give it to you back. You too can feel it. Because sometimes it's okay to let people know how you feel. Because the more you keep quiet, the more that they'll take a piece. Yeah. They will even go further than the way they've been dealing with you. You no longer hold anyone your silence. Because to many people, silence feels like peace. Yes, to many people, it feels like peace. But sometimes it's just fear. When people deal with you and you go silent, oh, they will say, oh, she's afraid, he's afraid. And when they have that thinking in their head that you're afraid, they keep coming with more and more and more. Because they don't care whether they are dealing with your mental health, they are dealing with, you know, the way you feel about yourself. They don't even know what you're going through at that moment. They don't care. I'm saying to you, this year, you don't owe anybody your silence. You don't owe anybody your silence to protect people's comfort. Because they are not even thinking about your comfort. No, they don't care. Your voice matters. Your feelings matters. How you're coping with your mental health matters. And most importantly, the truth matters also. I don't know what is happening to you right now. I don't know what you're going through right now. But I'm going to tell you something. Ask yourself this question. Where have I been silent to keep peace? Don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's okay to keep silent. And sometimes you don't. If it's something that is going on and on and on and on that's become a regular thing, don't. You need your voice to be heard. You need to speak out. Don't die in silence. No, don't. Say how you feel. Now, it depends on who you're dealing with. Because some people, they do things to you without knowing. If that is the case, let them understand. Sit them down. Talk to them. This is how I feel. What you did, I don't like it. But if it's been going on and on, now they're taking a milk at you. You need to stop. And you need to speak out. I used to remember there used to be a program like that, Speak Out. Yeah, I think so. It's been a long time. I can't remember. You need to speak out. Because you no longer owe anybody your suffering. Honestly, I really want to play Suffering and Smiling. But you know one thing about, you know, Abba Mieda, you know, that trumpet is going to go for like 3-4 minutes. But I'm going to give it to you guys, you know, probably when we finish talking. Stop suffering and smiling. Because you're hurting yourself. If you're not careful, you're going to fall into a deep depression. And when it happens, all those people are just going to move far away from you. It's going to be like you're the only one in this world. You don't want that. You don't owe people your suffering. You owe yourself happiness, joy, love. You don't have to suffer to prove to someone that you're loyal. Who that person be? Suffer for somebody to know you're that person doesn't love you. That person don't care about you. You don't need to stay hurting to prove that you love someone. Because some of you, you're in a relationship, it feels like it's only you that you're in that relationship. Because you're the one loving that person is not loving you back. Yes. Have you ever felt that way? And let me give you an example. If you're in a relationship and you're always complaining, oh, you don't love me, you don't pay attention to me, you don't take me out, and it's a constant thing, Omo, now you did love yourself. You are alone. Wake up. Love is natural. It's not hard to love someone. If someone is making you feel it's hard to love, Omo, get out of it. Talk to yourself. Stop deceiving yourself, because, you know, most of you deceive yourself. You try to, you know, compensate yourself by saying, oh, he's busy. Oh, she's busy. Oh, she's working so hard. Oh, when she's back, she's too tired to talk to me. If somebody loves you, they will find time to talk to you. If that girl really loves you, she will find time for you. Every single minute that she's got, that he's got, is going to be for you. Honestly. Your Bible will say, anytime Fenile and Gino. I will tell you your house is far. Because I don't want to come to your house. I will give you every excuses. I will tell you, oh, traffic, there's too much traffic in that area. It's very hard. You know, I have to walk before I, you know, jump in the car or jump on the bus to come to your place. It's too far. That person do not love you. Borrow yourself, Bruno. You are in Bruno. Are you listening? Are you hearing me? Let's talk to each other. You don't have to bleed to show somebody you're committed to them. I can't translate that one, I'm sorry. Google it. Oh my days. You don't have to bleed to show commitment. Now what? I don't know when love becomes, you know, do or die, I feel. Because I don't understand. You see, I don't like getting in people's business because there's something flying everywhere on the internet now. But I will not talk. But the person concerned, If you get brain, borrow yourself brain. When a woman has shown so much commitment, loyalty, and love to you, and you keep messing up, or more, your eye will clear. Because people like that, you know the thing with people like that, when they wake up one day and they decide that they are not in anymore, you cannot do anything. Nothing. That person is gone. Because this issue is just something simple. Why don't you want to do it? If your plate is clean, why don't you want to do it? It's simple. The whole world is calling for it. Everybody is asking for it. Make a mind my business. Let me go back to my discussion. Then no cuckoo send me message. Ish. Love is not supposed to destroy you, my brother, my sister. Love, no, they destroy. You don't owe anybody suffering. No. You don't. Me, personally, I don't owe anybody my suffering. Ish. My friend BJ will say, ish. Hello. Where have you mistaken suffering for love? You need to stop. If you not get head, borrow somebody head. Do you know what that means? If you know you're not advising yourself right, ask. I'm not a therapist. We're just talking. We're just talking to each other. We're just sharing experience. I don't just come here. Sometimes I come here, I talk about what I've been through during the week, or maybe something I saw, or sometimes I talk about a conversation between me and a friend. But what I'm not going to tell you is the person I had the discussion with, or the person I had, you know, issues with, or person I had talk with. But I'm just going to come here and talk about my experience, because I see a lot every day. Talk to a therapist. Talk to your doctor. If something is not right, you owe yourself happiness. My happiness is not with anybody. It's with me. My children, they are my joy. They are my life. I have to take care of them, but you know what? I'm not selfish to myself. I need to take care of myself. You know why? If I don't take care of myself, I won't be able to take care of my children. So I need to also love myself. I need to take care of myself. Michael will say, don't kill yourself. He will say, take care of yourself. Because if anything happens to you, it's going to affect those children. Because if anything happens to you, that man, that lady, he or she's gonna find another man, another person tomorrow. Even same day. I told you all right. Take good care of yourself. It is very, very important. Take care of yourself. I'm telling you, love yourself. Because I don't know what is wrong with you. Love yourself. Feel good about yourself. Eat good food. Wear good cloth. It doesn't have to be designer. When we wear charity cloth, we still look good. You dey play? I'm going to keep shining like a cockroach. No cockroach. Shine like a cockroach. Take care of yourself. If it's 1 pound Vaseline, use it to rub your skin. You don't owe anybody your beauty. Monkey no fine, mama like him. You always find your type. You don't owe anybody your loyalty. You don't owe anybody nada. Yeah. I don't know whether it's English or Pidgin. I don't care. As long as you understand me. You don't owe anybody nada. What I'm just telling you is take care of yourself this year. Be selfish. Think about yourself. You know what? Let's go on a short break. We're in this together. It's your girl, Samba. Don't play. Cannot miss. That is Simi's husband, Adekunle. You know one thing I like about Simi and Adekunle? They are both match in heaven. Very simple. Unique. Like me. Just the way I am. You that you are telling me translate your vernacular. What is even vernacular? I'm a boy English. This what I'm speaking and sparking on is giving me a dick. I'm a proper Niger girl. Oh my days. You know what I don't even owe people also? And what you don't owe people? The old version of you. Me, I don't want people the old version of me. Because you can't come in, you know, consign me. Because if you're still seeing me like that girl of yesterday, Omo, I don't move. I left there. That means you're still way, way behind, man. I've moved. I don't change address. Because people may miss the version of you that overgave. Sokpo Tilo, you don't go. That version is Sokpo Tilo. You don't go. Oh yeah, Sokpo Tilo. That version of me that tolerated all that nonsense is gone. Like, Sabotila, he don't go. I that version of me that tolerated all your nonsense is gone. That version of me that stayed quiet. Ah. You don't go. We are so good to love. You don't go. No. There's nothing like keeping quiet anymore. I will say my mind. I will tell you how I feel. And you should also do the same thing. Let people know how you feel. Don't let anybody bully you. Growth changes people. And you know what? That's okay. Yeah, it's okay. You do not owe anybody who you used to be. When you move, let them move with you. Because if they love you, they will understand. Who is that person that keeps expecting the old you? Me, I know those people that expect to, you know, still say the old me, the me that used to be me. But I left that address, man. I moved. You didn't play? And you know what I don't owe people this year, going forward, my availability. I no more see finish. No more see finish. It's not everywhere they invite you that you go. For you that even like to go where them no invite you, safe. You they try. Because if they disrespect you that, yeah, what is jello no ni? Ati jello no ole mwa. No. It's okay to be available. But you don't owe people your constant availability. Because sometimes you might be busy and you're not able to attend. Oh, why did you No. Don't allow that. You need to live your life for you too. You first. Then anything other thing can follow. Sometimes you need to rest, and rest is not laziness. It's because you need to rest. Being unavailable does not mean you don't love that person. Let them understand that. You're not just available. You're allowed to take a break. You're allowed to rest. Most importantly, you're allowed to choose yourself. Choose yourself. You don't even need anybody's permission to choose yourself. And you know what? You're allowed to say not today. So you, my friend there, not today. I'm not going to translate any vernacular. Not today. Do I feel guilty when I rest? No, I don't. I love my bedroom. That is my place. If I'm there, don't disturb me. I just want to be by myself. I love my house. I love my family. If I'm there, I don't want to be disturbed. You also don't owe people, anyone, forgiveness on their timeline. Sometimes people say, he's okay now. Hey, forget about it. Let it go. Now you didn't touch. Now you didn't beat. Now you didn't offend. You can say that because it's that easy for you. Because you're not in the picture. Forgiveness is personal. It is not forced. You can't rush it. So if you're listening to me tonight, you can forgive slowly. Take your time. Don't let anybody rush you. It takes time to heal. Privately, yes, you can forgive. But you know what? Forgive when you are ready. It doesn't make you a bad person. It's just you processing your feelings. Processing how you're feeling. You no longer, you know, owe anybody emotional labor. You're not responsible for fixing everyone. You're not the therapist. You're not the doctor. You're not the doctor for people who can't heal themselves. They should go and pay a therapist or see a doctor. This year, you protect your emotional energy. Yes. Don't please people. You don't owe people your comfort. You don't owe them a yes, no. You don't owe them no explanation. Nada. And closing yourself is not, you know, is not selfish. Closing yourself to people is not selfish. Choosing yourself also is not selfish. And don't ever say yes to people when you mean no. So what do you owe yourself? You owe yourself honesty. You owe yourself rest of mind. Boundaries, healing, growth, peace. That is what you owe yourself. You owe yourself self-respect. Don't forget that. And most importantly, joy. This year is about alignment, not approval. Bah. So my people, what do you owe yourself this year? I know what I owe myself. So my lovelies, as we close tonight, I want you to remember this. You are allowed to choose yourself. Without apology. You are allowed to outgrow people. And also you are allowed to rest. You are allowed to say no. Yes. When you're not feeling it, you are allowed to say no. You don't owe anyone the part of you that are tired. You don't owe anybody your pain. And you don't owe anybody access to your healing or to your feelings or your emotions. This year, you need to choose peace not because you're cold, but because you're finally honest with yourself. Yeah. Choose peace not because you're cold. But because you're finally honest to yourself. And this is Unclouded. This is where we remove the mask. We set ourselves free. And live intentionally. I will see you next week. And I'm your girl, Samba. Don't play.
You Africans, please listen to me as Africans. And you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer for world. Now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. suffer for world. Now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. You all to please take your minds out of this musical contraption and put your minds into any goddamn church, any goddamn mosque, any goddamn celestial, including Seraphim and Cherubim. All there now, our minds are in those places. Here we go. Suffer for world.
Amen.
Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yab.
Amen.
In spiritum heavenus.
Amen.
Muslims go they call.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar. Suffer for world.
Amen.
Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yab.
Amen.
In spiritum heavenus.
Amen.
Muslims go, they call Allahu Akbar. Open your eye everywhere. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. My sister waiting, you go here. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca. My people them go, they follow Bishop.
Amen.
Them go follow Pope.
Amen.
Them go follow Imam.
Amen.
Them go for London.
Amen.
Them go for Rome. Them go for Mecca, them go carry all the money. Them go Juba Bishop, Juba Pope, Juba Imam. Them go start to yab themselves. In spirit from heaven is
Boss.